Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the final hour of the show. Until tomorrow, when we have the Luchi Gonzalez show, we'll be broadcasting for the first time ever tomorrow, and we will have G-Bag Nation join us in just a few minutes, so looking forward to that. But guys, right now, Kevin has a question for you regarding the Olympics. The biggest concern, and we heard about this from Dick Pound yesterday, is the possibility of the Olympics getting canceled. That's his name, Mike. Oh. He's the IOC commissioner, I believe.
It was funny seeing his name go across the like the Sports Center thing at the bottom of the TV.
It's
like, I know that's his scientific name, but like,
how does he not go by Richard Pound?
Like, what?
So the.
You gonna be okay?
So he said yesterday that there is a possibility that there will be a cancellation of the Olympics. And I know we all joked about the name yesterday, but the reality is that would mean tons of athletes across the world would not get to compete in their God-given right, which is the Olympics. What? You don't think that's...
That's their God-given
These
right.
These truths are self-evident.
Thank you very much. And I wonder, 877-881-1053, aside from those athletes, would anybody care if, because of the coronavirus, the Olympics didn't go on?
And this is a real thing. The Tokyo Olympic spokesperson said that Pound's opinion does not reflect the official view of the IOC. And so they're still rolling forward as if they will have the Olympics. But if it just this summer, there's no Olympics, would you care?
No.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. Shippy's like, no.
Last time I cared was when I was in like elementary school and they had put up the little thing with all the countries on it and they would stack up the medals. And I would just kind of follow that and be like, hell yeah, America. But then that was about it. I want to watch people run.
That's a pretty big shot at people who enjoy the Olympics. If he's like, you're not in elementary school.
I like the Summer Olympics more than the Winter Olympics.
Why is that?
I like track and field. Not that I like watching track and field a lot during non-Olympic times. Not like I'm trying to find the track and field that's happening this weekend. Even though I guess I will be, because wherever my daughter's running for Bishop Dunn, I'll be going to that. But
seems like you're really invested. You don't know where it is just quite yet.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I usually find out Friday night, where am I driving Saturday morning to watch this event. But I would miss like the 100 meters. I do like the swimming events. And I know Michael Phelps, he's not doing it anymore, right? It's like I'm falling. He has to be retired, right? He's like,
I thought he was going to try to make a comeback.
Okay. Well, anyways, I like the summer. I like the swimming. I love the track and field. I somewhat like the basketball, especially if Luke is in it. We all know my opinion now. I'll be rooting.
Only if they win.
So I'm going for Luca's team if they're in the Olympics.
I think it's I think it's interesting that you like the Summer Olympics better, because like running and swimming, I can see that anywhere around here. But I love the Winter Olympics because we don't have a luge track around here. I don't ever see people bobsledding. I know curling is apparently coming up in the world, but I never go somewhere where people are curling.
Yeah.
I really like water polo, actually, now that I think about it.
Water polo,
fun.
That is the most physically demanding sport. People will try to tell you it's soccer. That's not true. If you get tired in soccer,
it's golf.
You can just, it's not golf. If you get tired in soccer, you can just stop running and you'll be fine. If you get tired in water polo, you can't just stop swimming because you'll drown.
Yeah, you don't want to drown.
All right? But, like, you don't see those Winter Olympic events. I don't see people just like, hey, do you want to go do skeleton?
Oh, man.
But dude, you might have someone ask you about swimming.
If I could, Shippy, you know what I would do for my life? A goal in the Olympics would be to do the ski jump. No, the ski jump. Which is kind of like Cannonball, because I love that movie. Was it Eddie the Eagle? I love that movie.
He played goalie for the Stars.
No, it was a different guy.
He did $1 billion.
But I've just watching people fly through the air like that and then land, it freaks me out, but I totally want to do that.
Two things that I could never do athletically: run fast and jump high. So I would love to be able to feel what it's like to be one of those sprinters that can just, you know, Michael Johnson, whatever it would be, whether it's 200, 400, 100, like to just feel to be one of the fastest human beings on earth and to be able to compete against the other 6 or 7 people that are almost as fast as you or you're in that category. I'd love to be able to feel what it's like to do that, or to be able to jump high. And what I'm talking about is really doing awesome dunks, but to use it in the Olympics and to be able to jump over poles and stuff, that would be good.
Now,
they put a pole across there and they jump over it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I don't understand this one from the 2 and 4. Are the Olympics still a thing? Like, if you don't watch the Olympics, but you can't pretend like you have no idea they're occurring,
right?
I love
the Olympics. I don't know that I would miss it, though. And Kevin, I think that really the only people that are going to be upset about it are the NBC. Because
probably the athletes.
That's
too.
and the athletes, because the coverage, and maybe their
gymnastics
coaches
is
and maybe
during
their parents.
Summer Olympics?
Yeah,
they hook up so much.
But I'm just not. I do enjoy it, but I have the Olympic channel on YouTube TV. So like, I guess
we do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So the Olympic channel's on there, and I can just randomly watch Olympic. I don't know if it's replays or qualifiers
now.
Yeah. But you can just randomly watch them, and I do. I sat down on a Saturday. Instead of XFL football, I watched the Olympic channel. But I don't know if I would miss it that much because I don't know any of the names. But that's one of the things that I love about the NCAA tournament and the Olympics. By the time the event happens, if you've been watching it at all, they've given you a story on why you should care about this athlete. Like, they've given you a feature story on what they're – it's just like American Idol. They give you the whole, like, here's what they've gone through, how they got to where they are. Now are you rooting for them? And you're like, yes, I am. And that's exactly – that's one of the reasons I do like the Olympics, just like the NCAA tournament. So I probably – at first I thought I wouldn't, Kevin.
You should just convince yourself.
Because
what the hell just happened?
I could just look at Twitter for those 15 hours instead, right, and still be like, oh, okay, I've been entertained. But now I'm going to miss the Olympics.
From the 817, hell yeah, the Olympics are important. We love that stuff. 1980 sucked. Yeah, remember in the summer of 1980, the United States boycotted – the Olympics, because they were in Moscow. And then when the Summer Olympics were in here in Los Angeles, Russia boycotted, and I think we won like the most medals in the history of the Olympics, a record that will never be broken.
How many crushes did you have from the Olympics as a kid?
Like orange crushes?
No, because I had a huge crush on Christy Yamaguchi. And I had
mine was Katarina Vitt.
And I had a huge
Gavin
crush.
Gavin Dawson had one on, or when he was a kid, on Mary Lou Retton, and then we got to interview her
that.
In Houston, and I think he was talking about how he had a huge crush on her and didn't know she was standing near him or behind him. I can't remember the whole story, but yeah, it was one of those things where Mary Lou Retton was huge.
Or?
No, we were about to interview her. I can't remember, but I mean, Gavin Dawson was super excited. So was I, just because I can remember 1984 when you have like 8 channels at your home.
Yeah.
And so you are watching all Olympics, and Mary Lou Retton was definitely the story of 84.
And was it Kim's?
84, 88.
Kim Zmeskal.
Kim Zmeskal.
I remember
Dominique
Kim
Dawes.
Zmeskal.
That whole team I was just in love with.
Did you love Carrie Strug because of what she did for America?
Not really.
What?
Oh, man.
When she landed?
Yeah.
No, I was
she
at,
stuck the landing.
I was at church camp when it happened, so I didn't get to see it live. I was told about it during our sermon. So there you go.
Oh, well, and that wasn't important enough for you to go back.
So you're saying the preacher pastor was watching it while he was giving the sermon,
and
he's like,
Jesus said, God,
just a second here.
I don't know.
You guys didn't see it, but I just did.
Yeah, he pretty much dropped that bomb on us while he was saying, come up here and be saved. So
wow. Is that why you're a heathen?
You guys like the baseball reference and football reference websites?
Those are great. They actually are. Out a lot of people who say they do stuff around here that give lessons and everything. They're like, oh, yeah, I did this. And I'm like, man, I've never heard of that person. I'm like, you know, you can go to baseball reference and look up anybody, and it will give minor league stuff. It doesn't. So if you even said you played minor league ball and you didn't, most parents don't know about this. Parents. Baseball reference?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Baseball,
all right.
You can go. If that person said they did something, you can go to baseball reference and check if they did. If they're not on that page at all, they didn't do anything professionally. Yeah.
There's even more that you can check on these pages.
Oksana Baiul.
Oksana
Baiul. Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
And we're listing a lot of figure skaters. That's probably where it's at.
Guys, here are some Easter eggs that I did not know about regarding baseball reference, football reference, and basketball reference. Oh. Number one, Keith Hernandez's mustache has its own page. You can go check this on baseballreference.com right
Seinfeld.
Now. Keith Hernandez's mustache has its own page. All you got to do is type in Hernakey 01 mustache. Actually, go to the search bar and type
Man,
in Keith Corey's Hernandez.
Corey's about to send you somewhere else, not safe for work.
Keith Hernandez mustache.
Were you trying to say her naked?
No.
I think so.
It'll take you to that. So that's one. What? Number two, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer also has a site on. Yeah, it's a.
What did he
maybe
play?
Baseball reference isn't the best place to go to factually check if they play.
Hey, listen,
or not.
You can show your kids that Rudolph played ball or something. It's also sponsored.
Does it tell you at the very end if you're supposed to say you'll go down in history like George Washington or like Columbus?
Give me one second.
That's a heated debate I get into with the young people.
He played from the 2010 to the 2012 league in Toyville, the Arctic League, and then he went to play on in the Holiday League.
What?
Similar batters compared are JT Snow, Rob Deer, Al Kloss, and Billy North.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Matt Holliday, also a similar hitter to what Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was. If you type in technical fouls into basketball references search, Rasheed Wallace's page comes up. If you type in Roy Hobbs into baseball references search bar,
Calvin and Hobbs,
it sends you to the IMDb page for Robert Redford, the character from The Natural. If you also, Will Ferrell has his own page for what he did.
What about Ricky Vaughn? Is he on there?
No. Hold on. I was telling you about Will Ferrell, right? Because remember he did the I'll play four games in a day or something.
The basketball?
The minor league thing, when he did that.
That was really awesome.
It was pretty cool. No, number six, Odubi McDowell's page.
Oh.
That was my first ever favorite player in baseball when I was a little kid.
Includes.
Take back the night.
Odubi McDowell's. Why was he your favorite player? Because he hit for the cycle?
I don't know. I was, 6 years old, let's just say, or seven, and I went to a Ranger game. He led off. I'm pretty sure he didn't hit for a cycle
his name.
His name was Odubi. He was a hustler. He was leadoff. He was playing center field, and it's just like, that's my new favorite player. It's really my first ever favorite player. But, yeah, loved Odubi McDowell as a kid.
If you go to Odubi McDowell's page on Baseball Reference, it tells you how much he owed on his water bill in 2011 and 2012, and which drives Kevin insane because Kevin has to pay all of his bills.
Pay your bills.
I guess there was a time, there was a series that Deadspin
did. He forgot to pay his bills? Or you just love it, Kevin, because you were asking me earlier last week about your water bill and what it should be.
Yeah, we might have a leak.
Okay. Oh, no.
That's neither here nor there.
In your
there.
Toilet. Number seven, Pro Football Reference temporarily credited Vontae Davis with a half game when he retired last year. So that's pretty cool. And then this is why it's been updated. This Easter egg has been updated. Madison Bumgarner's page now includes his rodeo stats, which qualify under Mason Saunders. I just wanted to throw those out there because that's cool when you have a website that has that much awesome data, but then you throw in bits to boot. That's pretty fun.
I like bits. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the World Series rankings are out. Where do the Rangers sit in this hierarchy? Next right here on The Fan.
Three? Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I think it's being established right now. I just tweeted it out in the majors. that the person that's likely going to tell Mike to shut up the most is going to be me. We're growing that relationship off the air.
Oh, my gosh.
The two of us are feuding constantly. And I needed people on air to understand how this thing's going right now.
Yeah, you can cut the sexual tension with a knife.
Yeah, I think that's on Mike's side. That's definitely where it is. Mm-hmm. On my side, he just talks to me a lot, and I ignore him.
I just make sure you know where you stand in the hierarchy.
I just want you to understand. I'm going to drop kick you out of this window.
Oh my God.
All right.
It feels even more tense than it actually was.
He can try to. I'm going to be just like that building. I'm never going down.
And you're going to have a Choctaw advertisement on you.
Yep. People are going to start sticking flags where I'm at. Like, another win for Bassick/the building.
Is that what they're doing over there with the flag?
Yep. Yeah. Every time that they try a new technique and they lose, they stick another flag down, and they're like, "We've planted
We gotta put a flag out there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
Tolos, make it happen.
We need Tolos. They're putting flags out there. We need a G-Bag Nation flag, Tolo flag out there to signify that we are close to that building too. And no, the G-Bag Nation. I don't know what I'm going to go with.
Just
keep
either.
Going, dude. Yeah. You're killing it.
All right. There you go, guys.
So I am killing it.
Just wanted that that part of the off-air stuff to kind of come to fruition as what's going on behind the scenes. Wanted to peel back that curtain just a little bit. I guess me saying the thing about game six is really starting to pay Mike every day.
I know. That is ticking me off.
All right.
Enough is enough.
But, Kevin,
we had people crying, and I was kind of crying when that happened.
We all cried.
Did you shed a tear, Kevin?
No.
Wow.
I'm empty inside.
So you would suck Rafael Palmeiro's Congress pointing finger,
yes.
But you wouldn't cry after a World Series loss.
Yes, because I'm dead inside.
Wild. All right, man. Well, speaking of World Series.
Hello, darkness,
my old friend. Kevin has the rankings for the greatest World Series ever. And Mike, I'm going to go ahead out on the limb and say Joe Carter. For me, was my favorite one that I've watched.
No.
Okay.
That is not.
Off of former Ranger Mitch Williams?
That is not what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
You had it right in the tease when you were infuriating me. Where did the Rangers rank in likelihood to win the World Series?
Joe Carter still.
It's not Joe Carter. That is not one of the options.
Oh. Doesn't he have a pool?
Hold on. How could it not be? It's one of the World Series. So obviously, it could be one of the options.
No!
What is happening?
I don't know!
What's the Rangers' likelihood of winning the World Series?
Are they number one, two, or three, like Corey insinuated in the tease?
Can they replicate Joe Carter?
I guess that's sort of true.
Like if they shot it in a movie type of situation, then yes.
All right. So, Kevin, what is the likelihood the Rangers this year...
Stop it.
Win the World Series.
Okay.
Low to very low.
All right. So of the 30 teams, where would you rank them?
18.
28?
Yes.
Baltimore's worse. Detroit's worse. Miami's worse.
How many teams are tanking already?
Those three for sure. I need to pull up all of them. Oh, Seattle. They're tanking.
All right.
Better than Seattle. Kansas City. Kansas City's worse. They're already tanking before the season starts. That's all that comes to the top of, right at the top of my head.
There you go. Five.
All right. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Where would you put the Rangers in that? All right. Here are the bottom five. The Rangers are not in the bottom five. Tigers are 30th.
All right. Baltimore.
Baltimore's 29.
Miami.
Seattle is 28.
Okay.
San Francisco's 27.
Okay.
The Royals are 26, all right? Rangers are also not in the top five.
That's easy.
Okay. Who do you think the top five would be?
Top five, Yankees, Dodgers.
Yankees are one, Dodgers are two.
Astros?
Astros are three.
Braves.
The Braves are not in the top five.
I think they're better than the Nationals. Would they have the defending champs in the top five?
Also not in the top five.
Man, struggling. I don't like it. Minnesota Twins?
Minnesota Twins are number four.
Okay.
I would not have guessed number five.
The Cardinals?
Nope.
The Brewers?
Nope, but you're in the right league.
Cubs?
Nope.
The Reds?
Nope.
Oh, right, league. I was just naming that division. Okay. I was like, there's only one more team, and I said the Pirates are horrible. So
the Marlins.
The Phillies?
Right letter. Nope.
Oh, the Marlins. The M's. The Mets?
The Mets.
Oh, no way.
That's the dumbest list.
Yeah, you know what? Why did you pick this segment?
Yeah, why did you?
Let's get out of this thing.
He said, coming he up, said, man. Hear me out. They think that the Mets are the best team in the NL East.
Disagree. The Braves are way better.
All right. They have the Braves at 7. So the rest of the top 10, the Rays, the Braves. You like this? The A's.
Okay. I like the A's.
The Cubs and the Nationals. All right.
All right.
So the Rangers aren't in the top 10, but they're not in the bottom 5.
That means they're in the bottom 10. The way you just said that, they're in the bottom 10.
Oh, which means they're not number 18. Number 25 is the Pirates.
Okay, they're worse.
24 is the Marlins.
They're worse.
23 is the Rockies.
They're probably worse.
22.
But they have Nolan Arenado.
For now, 22. And if this was a team that you were like planning for the future, I would have this team really high up on the list.
It's Jays?
The Blue Jays.
Yeah, in fact, there was an article, and maybe I'll get into it more tomorrow, is they could be one of those teams that you really want to watch this year because of Vladimir Guerrero, because of Bo Bichette, Biggio. They've added some veteran guys. I mean, that could be a team that, yes, it's too early for them to win 90 games, but you could get to the end of 2020 and go, hey, you know what? Those Yankees have a lot of talent. And they have probably the edge in 2021, but watch out for the Jays now in that division for the next few years.
Number 21, though, is your Texas Rangers. So okay. You are, in fact, in the bottom 10.
All right.
The blurb says, I think this might be the last team remaining that I would consider as potentially contending. Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Corey Kluber, and Kyle Gibson form a legitimately strong rotation. But the problem is, a few of their young and up-and-comers have reached their potential. Rougned Odor's consistent regression has to be exasperating to Rangers fans, and Joey Gallo hasn't been able to put it together for a full season of dominance.
True.
Are we ever going to see, Mike, the yes. Joey Gallo that we've wanted to see, or is that going to be later by the time he signs another contract elsewhere?
You would hope that this year he does what Pete Alonso did last year.
Okay.
They were having similar seasons, and Pete Alonso stayed healthy. And he's 25 years old. So when I say Pete Alonso's a rookie, just remember they're approximately the same age. Pete Alonso comes up, and he hits 53 home runs. Great year. I think that Joey Gallo can do that.
Okay.
The issue and problem is if Joey Gallo's batting fourth, which I think he will, you tell me if he becomes that hot, because I need to look at the Mets lineup, but the Mets have guys around Pete Alonso a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was a rookie, and you didn't know that he was going to do what he did. Now they're going to be way more careful going into a season with Pete Alonso, what he did. But if Joey Gallo gets hot, I just walk him, and I pitch to Todd Frazier. I pitch to Rougned Odor. I pitch to... I'm trying to think.
The answer is no.
Danny Santana. I don't know why I keep doing that. I've done that like 4 times.
Santana was a pitcher.
I know.
For the Angels.
I know.
He didn't hit, Mike.
But that's the one thing about Joey Gallo. To put up those numbers, you usually have to keep getting pitched to.
Yeah.
And if he bats fourth and you don't have a guy behind him that you love, then a smart team goes, don't let Joey Gallo beat us here. Just pitch to the next guy.
Yeah.
Which makes it hard for him to put up the 50 home runs. Now, his on-base percentage could be over 400, which is going to be great.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yeah.
His OPS could be great. But then to stack up the 120 RBIs might not be there because you just pitch around him in big situations.
So we're never going to fully see that. So as you were talking about, the potential's been tapped there, I don't think. The Odor thing, I was listening to JD talk this morning. I guess Odor spent a lot of time hanging out with Victor Martinez.
And Marco Scudero.
Yeah, a bunch of guys that
have. Who are my former teammates.
That have. Those guys are. Can you attest to their quality of
very
methodology?
Smart, great hitters. Victor Martinez, switch hitter. Marco Scudero was one of these guys, the opposite of Rougui Odor's career in this. Rougui Odor comes up early before he maybe earned it because the Rangers were having such a horrible season in 2014. So they're like, who cares? Let's just see players play in the major leagues and see if they can do anything. And Odor didn't really show much, but he got some time in the major leagues without earning any time in the major leagues. And then 2015 happens, and they're just like, okay, like, this looks like a great player that we're going to have. Scudero would put up unbelievable numbers in the minor leagues through like age 26 or 27 years old, and nobody would really give him a chance. At one point, the Mets, when I was with them with the Mets, I was with them with the Indians and the Mets, the Mets had him in the outfield. Just like, well, let's throw him in the outfield and see if he can do anything there. When he really makes it with the Oakland Athletics, he's playing second base and shortstop. He's MVP of the Giants, one of their World Series wins. But, I mean, it took until he was 27 or 28 for somebody to really give a guy who'd worked his butt off putting up numbers left and right in AAA to get a chance. But I would say if you're working with Marco Scudero and you're working with Victor Martinez, you're working with guys that had discipline at the plate, had a plan at the plate, and had focus at the plate. I can't speak to what they do mechanically, how they're teaching mechanically how to attack the baseball, but I do know on the mental side of it, Victor Martinez and Scudero had unbelievably great mental approaches at the plate.
And that's something Odor does not have, right?
At times, that's what fools us. He can do it for about 2 weeks, and then it totally goes away. And you thought, son of a gun, man, I was talking positive about you, and then now you're swinging at balls a foot outside. Now you're swinging at balls chin high. Now you're swinging at balls that don't even make it to home plate. What happened to the guy that was locked in? And that happens. Not everybody's going to be locked in all the time. When you're locked in all the time, you're an all-star.
Yeah.
And you have that talent. Odor has the talent. You hate saying this because I'm not trying to defend Odor at all here. Odor has the talent to potentially be an all-star. But he's never figured out how to keep the focus to have an all-star season.
I mean, we were once told, Kevin, that he had the talent to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes, one of Jared's more regrettable opinions. From Bleacher Report, I just want to throw this out there. Not surprising, since we were just discussing him, they predict that Joey Gallo will be the Rangers' most valuable player this year.
But I'm well aware, Chris. Thanks.
I wanted to mention this since we talked about Mason Saunders again, the alter ego. Did you see the San Jose Giants bit? So the Photoshop on this is outstanding. They're having Mason Saunders night on Friday, June the 5th. That is, of course, the rodeo alter ego of Madison Bumgarner. And they show him in the stance to pitch, but they've put a lasso in there. So the promotion for the San Jose Giants is they'll give you 2 free tickets to a future game to anyone who shows up wearing a, quote, rodeo outfit or a Bumgarner jersey. And they will also have roping promotions throughout the night. Corey, do you own a rodeo outfit?
You know that I'm deathly allergic to horses. So no, I do not own a rodeo. I have jeans.
I have other things at the rodeo.
I have jeans and cowboy boots. I have a button-up shirt with the ivory buttons, the ivory snap buttons.
You do?
Yeah, everybody has a shirt like that. Mike has a shirt like that. Didn't you get it for that concert?
I did, but I grew out of them, as in I lost the 30-plus pounds at Soda, so I got rid of those. I do still have those, like Lucky Brand. I have some plaid. I have like 2 or 3 plaid shirts that I think if I went to like the Stockyards, I would put on one of those plaid button-downs, but they don't have the pearl. And I do have some boots.
All right. Quick other note for you, per Sham Sharanya, Malik Monk has been has been suspended indefinitely after violating the NBA's I'm so used to that. Has been suspended indefinitely for violating the NBA's anti-drug program. So talk a lot of NBA here. Malik Monk coming up in the world, started to average some career highs, but not so much anymore.
I did want to ask though, Kevin, where was the San Francisco Giants Oakland A's World Series ranked?
The earthquake one?
Yeah, where was that on your list?
Pretty low, right? Though, because it was sad.
But Rick Ruschel, you know, that whole
Ruschel.
All right,
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next,
Bill Fahey was the third base coach. He lives in Duncanville. His son is the high school coach at Duncanville baseball.
Oh, my God. G-Bag's sitting out there going, I told you
so. Just giving you facts. Yesterday, Elton John's gay. Today, Bill Fahey was the third base coach for the Giants in the 89 World Series. Maybe listening to the show right now.
Congratulations. Coming up next, let's cross with the G-Mag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.